Hey there, how's it going tonight, folks? Welcome to this week's episode of the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. We got a pretty rocking episode tonight, if I do say so myself. Nice assortment of music from an assortment of years and assortment of places across Canada. But first off, hope you all had an amazing holiday. Got to spend some time with family and enjoy that time, eat some great food. You know, that's what it's all about now that we're adults. It's all about that time off and spending it with the family. So I hope you guys all had a great time. I know I got to spend some time with my family, hung out with my niece. I got her into some Pokemon cards, so you know, that's always great. And I've been getting her into the fuzz for a while. So we were listening to some metal and playing some Pokemon cards. It was a pretty good Christmas. But yeah, we're gonna start it off tonight with some metal from the French Canadian area of Canada. We're gonna start off with some Tunguska Mammoth. We're gonna hear two songs from them, and then we're gonna kick it into Ottawa, which is not spelt how you would think. It's spelt AUTOWAH, and I love it. You know, you gotta have that wah in there, baby. And we're gonna hear two songs from them as well. So first we're gonna hear Phoenix and New Sun from Tunguska Mammoth, and then we're gonna hear 1000 AD and Lady of the Lakes by Ottawa. So let's kick into that on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM.
live train of thoughts, rammed red car, cast being tossed. Columbus on the bed, Caesar on the bed, rock, celebrate stem, celebrate thoughts.
Wake up.
Hell yeah. Love that French Canadian area metal. They have so much good stuff coming out of there. Like, so much good metal. You got the Godfathers, you got Dope Thrown out of there, and then it just keeps coming after those guys, including Tunguska Mammoth, which we just heard, and Ottawa, which we just heard. So hope you guys enjoyed that. Next, we're going to kick it in to Plague Doctor, which is a band from the Fraser Valley in BC. This is some heavy stuff. It's like blackened death metal is what they describe it as. So it's going to get pretty heavy in here for the next 10 and a half minutes or so. So, you know, get that head ready to bang. So we're going to hear Plague Doctor, their whole new EP. It's called Get Well Soon. It's got three tracks. So we're going to bang through all three of those right in a row. We're going to hear Morbid Display first, and then it's 19 second, and then No Peace to wrap it up. So again, this is Plague Doctor out of BC in the Fraser Valley with their new EP, Get Well Soon, here on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. That was some heavy stuff by Plague Doctor with their new EP, Get Well Soon. First, we heard Morbid Display. 19 was in the middle there. And then we finished it off with No Peace. Oh, I love metal music. There's such a range. You got thrash to just this heavy, heavy stuff here. It soothes my soul. But I'm going to talk a little bit. We got our funding drive still going on. It's almost over. We need your help to reach our goal. So if you can, please go to cfrc.ca, make a donation. You know, you can get a tax receipt. You'll help support local radio, which we love bringing to you. It's one of my favorite parts of the week is getting to play some tunes and hang out with you guys. So please help us be able to continue to do it. You know, we've been around for a while. We want to continue to be around. So let's work together and make that happen. We'll get into some more music here. We're gonna hear two more bands. One, the first band is one of my favorite Canadian thrashy bands. They're called Black Absinthe. They're out of Toronto. Stellar group of guys. I'm going up to Toronto in the new year. Gonna hang out with a couple of them. Hang out with a couple of other people that I'm super stoked to meet. Get some tattoos done. And just have a great time. So we're gonna hear some Black Absinthe. We're gonna hear Jean Lanfray. I always miss the N for some reason. My head just goes la. La, la, la. So we're going to hear Jean Lanfray first, and then Twisted Plot by Black Absinthe. And then we're going to kick it in to some old school. Well, not old, old school, but it's old now because I'm old now. But we're going to hear some 3 Inches of Blood, some classic Canadian metal. We're going to hear Deadly Sinners first, and then we're going to kick it in to the Goat Rider's Horde. And that's going to finish off this week's episode of the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. We had a great year. I loved bringing metal to you this year. I'll see y'all again next year. Have a great night. Enjoy your New Year's and have an amazing metal week. Peace out, everybody. Love ya.
recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Wow. But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
I'm Ben Wright.
Tim O'Reilly.
Nathan Smith.
Rob McLaren.
Kyle Kirkpatrick.